We're very happy now. You know I'm a big fan of the comedy scene and a very accomplished comic. Jody Miller joins us on the phone. She has a new album out called No Child Left Behind. It's from Uproar Entertainment. And Jody, speaking of the American Forces Network, upon which I can broadcast worldwide, I know you've been very proactive in visiting the troops, and I guess you get the situation where they're thanking you when it's always we're trying to thank them, right?
Absolutely. It's such an honor to be asked to go and to be able to go and give them, you know, give back to them because they give us so much. I don't think people realize. I didn't realize until I started touring and doing, you know, going overseas and meeting these amazing men and women that, you know, risk their lives every day. It's amazing. It's really amazing. And I'm honored to be a part of that.
You know, I love it when I get press releases and when people try to describe you that are on your side. And one of the things that they stressed was that you have a just got out of bed voice. And I thought, oh, I never heard that before, but I guess it's kind of a, but you sound fine to me, Jody.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think when people say that, most of the time I am actually in bed if they're putting me on the phone. Right now I'm out of bed. I'm awake. So that's probably it. I think people just call me way too early. Maybe that's what it is.
They got to know you're a star. You wake up at 3 p.m.
Exactly. Hello.
Well, now Jody Miller's new comedy CD, No Child Left Behind, you might think there's some sort of altruistic venture, but as a comedian, one look at the cover and you mean something a little bit different, don't you?
Absolutely. I think I have had a pattern where I've dated younger men. I believe I was a cougar before I was a cougar. I think I just sort of stopped at a certain age. Like, I got older and the guys stayed the same, which is amazing. So it just sort of stuck with me. And because I'm Jewish, the Juger term came. And
Juger.
And, yeah, I like to, you know what I mean? I like to take care of the young boys. I feel like I can teach them quite a bit and then send them on their way and they can get married. I feel like everybody that I date and it ends, they end up getting married to someone else. So I'm like a starter wife without the actual marriage.
You know, it's funny. I'm going to try a joke on you, Jody, and I know yes. You're the comedian. You're like, let me take care of the jokes, but everything is so PC nowadays, and I'm from the Oakland area. I grew up with such a diverse, you know, I had friends who were Jewish and Muslim and right. Christian, whatever. So years ago on this show, I had the inventor of Krav Maga, which is the Israeli martial art.
Oh, right, okay.
And he was a former Israeli paratrooper. And I wanted so bad to say on the air, and I didn't, and now I will. I'll risk it with you, since you're also the one who can tell me if this is funny or not. I said, when I heard there was an Israel martial art, I thought maybe it was jiu-jitsu.
I love it.
Aha. Now, let's see if I get fired.
Well, yeah, if you get fired, then you know that it wasn't PC enough. So there you go, but at least you took a risk. How many people, you know, so many people don't take risks in their everyday life, and you just did.
And I didn't think it was that offensive. All right, let's get back to you. Jody Miller is the one here, and this is why she's doing the jokes. When you're, it's funny because I've talked to so many comedians, some in studio, they come through town here at Cobb's with a punchline, and they're right. Still waiting for the national TV spot, and you've been all over TV. Let's talk about The Tonight Show. And I grew up on Johnny Carson. I'm 50, so that was such a staple. And when Letterman came in when I was in college, that was sort of like my generation's humor. But how did you have to say your life changed after being on The Tonight Show, right?
Well, actually, no. That Tonight Show, I was on a couple times, but I did more sketch. So, I've done a lot of stand-up on television, but on The Tonight Show, I did a lot of sketch, mm-hmm. which was still amazing. But people don't really recognize you because they don't say your name. You're just doing a funny bit. And people would be like, oh, I saw you on The Tonight Show. Oh, you did that funny sketch. You did that infomercial spoof, which is great. But yeah, if they don't plug your name, you know, it's not the same. People are just like, oh, there's that girl.
Gotcha.
Right. But, you know, America's Got Talent definitely changed my life, obviously, as far as, you know, way more recognition. And, you know, also another thing is when I was doing sketch on The Tonight Show and Kimmel, social media wasn't as big as it was. I don't even think Twitter was invented yet. So,
right.
you know, it's that's social media has completely changed the game as far as, you know, getting yourself out there, getting yourself seen. And, you know, the more fans you have, the more followers you have, you know, the more people want to work with you. It's really, it's definitely been a major player in the entertainment industry.
No doubt about it. We're speaking with Jody Miller, stand-up comic. Her new comedy CD from Uproar Entertainment is No Child Left Behind. You made me think about, when you talk about sketches, when Conan O'Brien first went on the air, they had this girl in the audience that was supposed to be Andy Richter's sister, and she had braces. She had a huge crush on Conan. And then when he said, well, you know, I have a girlfriend, she went nuts. And that turned out to be Amy Poehler.
Right.
So I guess, I mean, look, anytime you get on TV, it's a good thing, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're all, you know what I mean, hustling and trying to make our way, you know what I mean, in this industry. And, yeah, of course, it's a great thing. I'm definitely blessed to have had some great opportunities. And I don't take that for granted, absolutely.
Yeah, and not only, look, anybody can write a sketch and perform, and there have been geniuses. Like, you know, I always hear Chris Farley didn't write anything, but of course he was a genius at performing
it. Absolutely.
And yet you can perform, and you also have done a lot of writing as well.
Yes.
So you're multi-talented, Jody.
Oh, thank you. I like being multi-anything.
One other thing I wanted to ask you about, too. Yes. As a New Jersey native, I know that they took just about everyone in the Garden State that had talent and put them on my favorite show, The Sopranos.
And oh, yeah.
Now, forgive me. I saw every episode, but it's
You wouldn't recognize me. That was actually one of my very first things. Sopranos hadn't even been on the air yet. I was in Jersey. It was the year right before I came out here to California.
Mm-hmm.
So I had not. I mean, I'd only done like small lines on Soap Work in New York City. And I remember I was walking in the city with my friends, and we were dropping off our headshots and resumes. How long ago it was. I mean, we were just dropping off our headshots. And the casting director, we dropped it off at their offices, and they came running out, and they were like, hey, are you guys union? We're doing this new show for HBO. We need extras.
Mm.
So I was like, oh, I'll do it, absolutely. So it was a club scene, and it was in the very first season, and club goers were trying to get in, and we were supposed to be club goers, but I was like, there's no way I'm standing back here, no one's going to see me. So I pushed my way front, like into the front in the beginning of the scene, and I yelled out, hey, can I get in? And I said it so many times that they had to use it. Like, I thought to myself, I'm going to say something. Of course, they didn't pay me the day rate for that, but I still pushed my way to the front. I'm like, well, a club goer is, you know, begged to get in. That's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to make sure I get in the frame, and they catch me. And if you do it enough times, for continuity purposes, they have to keep that. You know what I mean? They have to keep doing it the same way. So I did it a couple times, and then they pushed me to the front. They're like, okay, just say that line again so we can have the reaction and everything like that. So, yeah. So, the show hadn't even aired yet. I didn't even know, you know, what kind of show. I remember being like, oh, The Sopranos. I had no idea. I probably thought it was like a singing group. I had no idea at that point. I was so young and just naive and just like, I'm just going to get on TV.
Well, that's awesome. Next thing you know, you have a SAG card, and you can say, I was in the Pauly Walnuts Kills a Hooker episode.
That's right. Who can't say that? I mean, come on.
That is so awesome. All right, one more thing for you. I know that Uproar is run by the Drozen family, and they go way back to Richard Pryor. So pretty cool company to have. How did you hook up with them?
You know, there was another comic that I was doing a show with, and I believe that's how I met David. And then David and Cheryl came to a show of mine and watched me headline that. And then that was it. The rest is history. And I was just so, you know, grateful that they wanted to do this, and the Comedy Underground in Seattle is such a wonderful, amazing club. The whole thing was just such a great experience, and yeah, I'm so happy about the album, the way it came out, and yeah, I hope everybody enjoys it as much as I enjoyed, you know, recording it.
That's Jody Miller, the new comedy CD, No Child Left Behind, and on Twitter, at Uproar Comedy. The website is uproarcomedycd.com, and Jody, your Twitter is?
My Twitter is Jody Miller Comic, and it's Jody with an I, Jody Miller Comic. My website is jodymillercomedy.com. Everybody, check me out.
I guess Can I Get In was taken, huh?
Can I Get In? Oh, yes. It was taken. I tried, though. I tried different. Can I Get In, please? Please, Can I Get In? I mean, I tried everything. Trust me.
All right, fair enough. Hey, Jody, listen, it's great to have you on the show. Congratulations, and best of luck with the CD. And when you come to San Francisco, come on into the studio.
I'm definitely coming in studio.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Jody.
Thanks so much.
I'm Rick Tittle. Get on back.